വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഇന്റർനെറ്റ് റേഡിയോ പ്രജ്ഞാവാണി.
വെൽക്കം ബാക്ക്. ഓൺ ബിഹാഫ് ഓഫ് ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ആൻഡ് നാഷണൽ ലോ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഒറീസ, ഐ ആം അവേസ സൻ ഖാൻ, അസിസ്റ്റന്റ് പ്രൊഫസർ ഓഫ് ലോ. ഇൻ ദിസ് വീഡിയോ വി വിൽ ബി ഡിസ്കസിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ഡിവോഴ്സ് ആസ് പെർ മുസ്ലിം ലോ. ഇൻ ആ ഏർലിയർ വീഡിയോ വിൽ ഡിസ്കസ് അബൌട്ട് ഡിവോഴ്സ്, ദ മീനിങ് ഓഫ് ഡിവോഴ്സ് ആൻഡ് ഡിവോഴ്സ് ആസ് പെർ ഹിന്ദു ലോ, ഇൻ വിച്ച് വി ഹാവ് ഡിസ്കസ് അബൌട്ട് സെക്ഷൻ 13 ആൻഡ് സെക്ഷൻ 13 ബി. In this video, we would be discussing about dissolution of marriage as per Muslim law. As per Muslim law follows no-fault theory of divorce or a will theory of divorce, in which a divorce can be claimed by parties without necessarily showing a ground for a divorce. So the mere fact that they are not happy into a relationship is a ground enough for a divorce as per Muslim law. Under Muslim law, the understanding of a divorce is very nuanced. There are different ways through which dissolution of a marriage can happen. One of the most prominent and the first one is known as talaq. Talaq is a generic word which has been used to call all kind of dissolution of a marriage. But talaq basically is a power of dissolution of a marriage which is exercised by the men. So a divorce initiated by men is called as talaq, and there are other divorce which are initiated by women is called as khula or mubarat, which we'll be discussing later on. Coming to talaq, which is a men's power to divorce, or when the men initiate a divorce, it is called as talaq. Talaq can be divided into two broad categories. The first category is talaq ul sunnat, and the second category is talaq ul bidat. What is talaq ul sunnat and what is talaq ul bidat? In a generic meaning, if I give you a generic meaning of talaq ul sunnat, it means a rightful way of divorce. And talaq ul bidat is called as a sinful way of divorce. Talaq ul sunnat is provided by a law, and talaq ul bidat is made up by people, which is not provided in Quran. Now coming to the rightful way of talaq, which is talaq ul sunnat, there are two subcategories of talaq ul sunnat, which is called as talaq e ahsan 1 and talaq e hasan 2. Now if we talk about literal interpretation of talaq e ahsan and hasan, the word ahsan is an Arabic word which literally means very appropriate. So talaq e ahsan is the very appropriate or the most appropriate way of divorce. Coming to hasan, it means appropriate but not very appropriate. It's just like very good and good. So ahsan is very good and hasan is good, or in the sense in which we are talking about, ahsan is most appropriate and hasan is the appropriate, because you cannot call divorce as very good or good. The most appropriate word to use, a suitable word to use, is appropriate. So most appropriate way of divorce is talaq ahsan, and then the appropriate way of talaq is hasan. So this is the change of degree between hasan and ahsan. And in regard to the second broad category, which is talaq ul bidat, the example of talaq ul bidat is triple talaq. A triple talaq is a sinful way of a divorce, which is now also unconstitutional. Talking about talaq e ahsan, as I told you, the word ahsan means the most appropriate or the very proper way of a divorce, unlike talaq e hasan, which means appropriate or proper way of divorce. So it is the most appropriate way of talaq. Ahsan has certain procedure as provided by the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, or the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad. These procedures are, number one, the husband must pronounce the divorce in a single sentence. For example, I divorce thee. So in talaq e ahsan, divorce is pronounced just once. And this is the first step of a divorce. And it is followed by the second step, which is that the pronouncement of talaq must be made in the state of tuhur. Tuhur is an Arabic word which means when the woman is free from menstrual course. So talaq e ahsan should be pronounced only once, and it should be pronounced when the woman is free from menstrual course. There's one more thing which you have to keep in mind, that before initiating the procedure of talaq e ahsan, there are other things which you are supposed to satisfy. The first step thereof is that you must talk between yourself. The husband and wife must talk between themselves, try to solve the problem which is there between them. If they are not being able to solve the problem by themselves, they should appoint an arbitrator from the wife's side and an arbitrator from the husband's side. and they will sit together and try to solve the problem. Even if the problem has not been solved, then only procedure of talaq-e-ihsan has to be initiated. So there's also a pre-step which you have to take before you initiate talaq-e-ihsan. So as I discussed, the first step is to pronounce talaq in a single sentence, and the talaq should be pronounced in the period of tuhur, which means when the woman is free from menstrual courses. And finally, the parties must not cohabit for the period of iddat, which is 3 months, 10 days. Now, what is iddat period? Iddat period, you can also call it as a cooling off period. And it is equivalent to 3 months, 10 days, or the 3 menstrual courses of the woman. So you pronounce divorce in the period of tuhur, and then you wait for 3 menstrual courses to get over, which would be roughly around 3 months, 10 days. Maximum it would be around 3 months, 10 days. And then once 3 months, 10 days are over, the divorce is through and the divorce is final and it has happened between the husband and wife. Now in this 3 months, 10 days, they work as a cooling off period also, in which if the husband and wife try to reconcile their dispute, they can reconcile their dispute and they can go back to their normal life, and the divorce procedure will come to an end. And this is the importance of the beauty of talaq-e-ihsan, that it gives you time to think over your decision and you're not taking decision in haste. There's another purpose of iddat period. The purpose is to judge the paternity of the child. So in 3 months, 10 days, you will also know whether the woman is pregnant by this man or not. It will help in understanding the paternity or judging the paternity of the child. So this is the second importance of iddat period. It is a cooling off period and it will also judge the paternity of the child. So this is it about talaq-e-ihsan. Coming to talaq-e-hasan, which is the second way of talaq al-sunnat. As I told you, hasan literally means good, or in the sense in which we are talking about, it means the appropriate or the proper way of divorce. It is not the most proper, but it is the proper way of divorce. Now we can discuss the procedure. In case of the procedure of talaq-e-ihsan, the first step is that there must be 3 successive pronouncements of divorce. Now in talaq-e-ihsan, as we have seen, there's only 1 pronouncement of divorce, but in talaq-e-ihsan, there are 3 successive pronouncements of divorce. Now these 3 pronouncements of divorce, how they happen, you have to note it down. The first pronouncement must be made during the period of tuhur, first tuhur, followed by second and third pronouncement during the subsequent period of tuhur. So in the first month you make a pronouncement of divorce, you have to wait for another month, then make second, you have to wait for another month, then you have made third pronouncement, you have to wait for another month, and once the month is over, the divorce is through. In talaq-e-ihsan also, the parties must not cohabit for the period of iddat, which is 3 months, 10 days. So in both talaq-e-ihsan and talaq-e-hasan, the opportunity of reconciliation is provided by way of a cooling off period. Now coming to talaq al-biddat. Biddat is an Arabic word, which literally means innovation. And in the context in which we are talking about, it means a sinful act. Why biddat is equated with innovation? Because there's something provided in the Quran, which is the word of the God. And when you play with the word of the God and you modify it according to your own wishes, it is called as innovation. It means you are making innovation in the words of the God. And that act is called as a biddat. And the fact that you made innovation, it's also a sinful act. Talaq al-biddat is a sinful way of a divorce. The biggest example of talaq al-biddat is a triple talaq, which is un-Quranic, as it is not provided within the fold of Quran, which was subsequently made up. The talaq al-biddat was made up to answer executive exigency. It was made as a form for an exception, but subsequently it was misused by the people. Therefore, in the case of Saira Banu and others versus Union of India, it was a writ petition number 118 of 2016, the Supreme Court struck down the practice of triple talaq as unconstitutional and un-Islamic, because there's no provision of triple talaq in Quran, and also it is against the principle of our Indian constitution. So this is about talaq by men under Muslim law. Now, if a woman wants to dissolve a marriage, the procedure which is provided for her, it is called as khula. And there's also something called as mubarad. The khula is a woman option to take divorce. And khula literally means redemption. And in the context in which we are talking about, it means redemption from a matrimonial ties. So khula is a redemption in Arabic. And this is the option which a woman or a wife can exercise. One thing again you have to notice about khula is that khula is also no fault. So even if there's no fault, conventional fault on the part of a husband to claim divorce, the wife can initiate khula and can claim divorce on a mere fact that she is not happy into a relationship. There has been some leading cases at the time of Prophet Muhammad in which khula was allowed on a no-fault basis. The most leading case is the case between Thabit and Jamila, in which she claimed divorce on the ground of physical appearance of Thabit. And the Prophet Muhammad granted the divorce, acknowledging the fact that the woman is not happy into a relationship is a ground enough for a divorce. And the way through which a woman can claim divorce is mubarat. It's not just women, even a husband can claim divorce through mubarat. And mubarat is just like a divorce by mutual consent. In fact, mubarat is a divorce by mutual consent in which both husband and wife must initiate the procedure of divorce. Coming to the next way of divorce under Muslim law, it is called as talaq-e-tafweez. Talaq-e-tafweez or tafweez literally means delegation. And talaq-e-tafweez means delegated divorce. As we have discussed earlier, talaq is a man's power to claim divorce, or the talaq is a procedure of divorce initiated by men. But the same power or initiation can be delegated to a woman, and then it would be known as talaq-e-tafweez. Such delegation is normally done at the time of marriage, and it is mentioned in the nikahnama or the marriage contract of the party. So the time of the marriage, the wife can say that I will also have the same power of divorce as you, so I can also pronounce talaq. But this is called as talaq-e-tafweez or delegated divorce, and the husband must delegate the power of divorce to the wife. Now coming to the last way of divorce as per Muslim law, it is called as dissolution of marriage as per Dissolution of Muslim Marriages Act 1939. Under Dissolution of Muslim Marriage Act 1939, section number 2, which provides 9 grounds on which divorce can be claimed by both husband and wife from each other. In fact, there are 8 plus 1 ground. These 8 grounds are just similar to the way we have discussed under section 13, which include absence of husband for a period of 4 years upward, failure to maintain for 2 years, imprisonment of husband for 7 years or upward, failure of husband to perform matrimonial obligation for 3 years or upward, impotency of husband, insanity, leprosy, venereal diseases, leprosy is now removed, option of puberty, cruelty, and the 9th is any other ground. So on any other ground also, you can claim divorce as per Dissolution of Muslim Marriage Act. So this is it about divorce as per Muslim law. And you can check your progress by answering short notes, which is given in your self-learning material along with MCQs. And you can also refer to further reading, which has been provided in your self-learning material. I will see you again in the next video on maintenance. Thank you so much.